The epilogue is done at the end of a subroutine. First, it puts the return values in V0 or V1. Then it undoes the space for variables by adding the size used for the variables to the frame pointer. And that value goes into the stack pointer. Now the stack pointer points at the last S register that was pushed up in the prologue. So now, step 17, pop the S registers that were previously pushed. This is called restoring the S registers. Pop the caller's frame pointer into register FP. So now the caller has its frame pointer value. And the caller, when it gets control back, can access its variables. Now pop the return address and do a jump register with the return address register to go back to the caller.